flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a time of year where a lot of the coaches are making a decision whether to step down, take a new job. A lot of local. Last year we had 17 in Dayton Broward. This year, just a handful. One of them's been happened just over the last couple weeks, or I guess probably last week, at Pines Charter, Pembroke Pines, where they make a change. There's a program that has played extremely well over the last couple years in the district, and somebody who's been on staff for the last few years and done a tremendous job is taking over as head coach, Coach Carl Toussaint, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on getting the head job.
Good evening, Blue. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is exciting. I know that you've been around this sport for a long time. Your kids play. They've played. What is it to be for you to get an opportunity to be in a position? I know that Coach Willis has been there forever. He's done a tremendous job at the program. You work with him. Now you have a chance to this being your own program. Talk about that opportunity and all the things that you can implement that you've learned along the way.
So the funny thing is, when I joined first coaching, I started coaching in Optimist. And when I coached in Optimist, I kind of got involved because I saw some of the daddy coaches that came out there. Not to say that they didn't know what they were doing, but it was a little bit of chaos. So I decided to join to help and become a better part of helping the team. Instead of complaining about it, I decided to get involved and coach. And so it took me from the Optimist into the high school. And in the high school, I have 3 sons that played, and I got to be a part of most all of their track to playing football. And when I got to Pine Charter, I was able to shadow Coach Willis and see all he did. And it was a great experience for me to watch him and follow him and to see how he did things and how he reacted with the boys, how he led them and helped them to become men. And so from watching him do it, I decided I'm definitely going to be a part of this for as long as I can. And when the opportunity came for me to become the head coach, I had to jump at it because there was no way I was going to allow them to not be able to continue this great experience and becoming men from playing football and being coached about it.
Yeah, and you bring up a funny kind of point, because I have a friend that did basically the same thing. His son played baseball and played youth baseball, and then he, got up to the high school level. And my friend who played professionally, and sometimes it's tough, you know, to watch other people coach your kids and stuff like that, especially if they're not doing it the right way. He used 100%. To stand out in center behind the fence in center field because he didn't want to be, you know, in the stands. And eventually he said, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. He went, got an assistant job with the program. Now he's been the head coach at a certain school for the last 11 years, coaching all three of his sons, as you said.
Yeah.
So I understand. I understand fully where you're coming from. Now I know you have a service background, military background. Thank you so much for what you've done for serving our country. But your kids have kind of now evolving in, you know, going into the military as well. Talk about your background and how you got involved. You're from Queens in New York, and but how did you get involved in the service? Was it a family thing, or how did you get, you know, into the military?
So I always had a desire to get involved and do group things. You know, growing up with young boys, we ran around in the neighborhood in New York, did everything we did. And then as I got older, I started actually thinking about becoming a police officer. And one day I met an Army soldier. He came in and we started talking, and the way he spoke and the uniform he was wearing, I said to myself, I can totally be that guy. Okay. And then just the desire to serve and help, it was a no-brainer. So I jumped in headfirst. When that recruiter met me, he said, man, I didn't have to do anything. I was ready. I walked in, signed me up. I was ready. And now my oldest is in the Army as well. And the wonderful thing about him is that he's possibly going to be our first West Point family, because that's what we're working on right now for him to get into West Point. And it's super exciting for him to follow in my footsteps and to actually take it further by doing greater things than I did when I was in the service. But also, thank you for thanking me for my service.
Yeah. Well, not only that, you kind of just kind of minimize that, but West Point's a pretty big deal, Dad.
It's a huge deal. It's, 100%. Yeah. I'm super excited. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, you know, and it shows a lot, you know, as far as the character. And obviously, we've had a lot of kids locally that have gone to the Naval Academy, and have played. And it's the same thing. It's a commitment. It's a life. It's a lifestyle. And certainly you're doing some great things. And not only just, you know, serving our country, you know, as far as battle, but you're serving our country using your brains as well. And they put you through a lot of these schooling. So when you do get out, and if you become a career, and let's say you go 20, 25 years and you get out, it's what a great career. You'll have money coming in. You'll have knowledge, you'll have discipline. Yeah. So I commend him. And so talk about this football program. I mean, it's a team that was 6-4 last year. As you and I talked, there were some close games. And I had a chance to run into one of your players up at our camp up in Orlando last week in the prep red zone. And he seemed pretty optimistic with some of the young kids that are going to be coming out. Talk about this program that you're kind of inheriting.
So what I'm inheriting from Coach Willis is a great program. And me being with my military background, I spoke to the administration and I let them know the goal is to 100% militarize the program. I want to give them, because I'm a strong believer in, once you have that discipline, that level of discipline will bring you the success, because your discipline is going to allow you to accomplish the goals that the coach puts forth before you and the goals that you have for yourself. So the goal for me with this program moving forward is to completely get the boys to be in line and disciplined, so much so that without even thinking, they're going to be able to succeed.
Yeah, listen, that's a great game plan. I mean, and you're looking at spring. We're in the off season. This is a time of year where kids obviously are playing other sports, or they're playing basketball or whatever they do, and then they go into track or wrestle or whatever, you know, baseball. Do you kind of want every member of this football team to be busy in the off season, whether it's conditioning?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because go ahead.
So what we're doing now, I have some of my skill players on 7-on-7. I have my linemen doing 5-on-5 during this off season. I have track runners. I have water polo swimmers. Like, so I have them consistently doing something, and I instill in them to make them understand if you're inactive, you're setting yourself up for failure because you're just pushing your physical fitness backwards by not doing something. So I push them to constantly be active. I have kids that are doing 7-on-7 and they're doing track. So they're constantly pushing themselves. I told them the goal for us to have an extremely great season is all up to them. So the more effort they put in themselves right now in the off season is going to show in the fall season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I 100% agree with you. I mean, because the fact that I try to tell, and I think people don't understand, but what you put in December, January, February, March, and April up until spring kind of comes back in October and November, you know, because, and I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. What you put in, you get out. And certainly this, as you mentioned, the 5-on-5, I think that's one of the best things that's happened. It's given the linemen an opportunity competition wise, you know, to go in and make an impact. Talk about some of the other things you're looking to get done in the spring.
So we're doing weight training. We still haven't decided on the team that we're going to be playing against, but we're definitely gearing up to play a formidable team. So that way we make sure that we're going to put our name on the map. So we're definitely getting in. We're in the gym. We're working out the 7-on-7. Not only we're doing it for 7-on-7, but we're pushing them so that they gain the skills and ready to play. They know the plays like the back of their hand, both linemen and skill players. And we have an outstanding QB also this season. So it's looking to be a phenomenal season next year. Or this year.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm going to try to drop by a little bit during the spring, watch you practice. Definitely going to get an opportunity to see you, you know, during a couple of the kids during the 7-on-7. Like I said, I already had an opportunity to watch a lot of the players. We know that when you get Pines Charter kids, you get kids who are hungry, you get kids who are there to learn. And certainly I'm excited for you. I can't wish you the best of luck and throughout the entire spring. And we'll catch up and we'll meet in person. And I thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, Blue. You have a great night. Thanks for having me. And we're looking forward to seeing you when we have this awesome season that's coming.
I will. Coach Carl Zassant, new head coach at Pines Charter out in Pembroke Pines, and one of several new coaches, but certainly somebody who is hitting the ground running. He's been part of the program. He obviously knows what to expect. And as he said, he's going to keep this thing more or less a discipline type of deal. And that's the only way you can survive. The kids got to be a little bit disciplined. They got to kind of understand, you know, who's the boss and, you know, what's going on.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.